Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. In previous episodes of this program, we've heard a lot about fear. Fear of being uninsured, of being unable to make ends meet, of living in communities where homicides and violence are rampant. Today, we'll hear about love and its power to transform the lives of boys and girls locked in inner-city communities. Ray Cook is an ex-con who runs a program called On Our Shoulders in West Baltimore. He says that we have to love the hell out of these kids, that we have to love the hell that's in them, out of them, that we have to hold on to these kids to get them past the pain.
And sometimes I've literally had to hold an angry child who's been just ready to tear something up. He's crying, he's angry, and I just gotta hold him so tight with all my might until he stops crying. And then they start, no one ever held them enough to let them get past all that anger so that the love can get by. They just let them go on. And that anger is pushed to the street, it's pushed on another individual. But if you just hold on a little longer, and when you see that smile that you've never seen before, that's one of the most rewarding things you can ever do. I feel that the whole thing that these kids are where they are is a lack of love, period. A lack of love, whether it's hood love, whatever you want to call it. And that's what my theme is, hood love. Because you got to love them in the hood where they are. And then bring them out of that.
But how do you bring kids out of that? What is the situation in the streets? Later, Ray spoke about love being in short supply in the hood.
And in the streets, man, you can't be weak in the streets. No kind. You can't show no signs of weakness. You can't act no kind of weakness. And if that means you can't show no signs of weakness and you can't act, you can't show love. Because love is a sign of weakness. You don't tell another brother, man, I love you. You know, you my homie. You know what I mean? I'm down with you, homie. You know what I mean? You don't see that in the community. And what I'm finding is that because of the lack of love and because of the lack of knowing who you really are, because if you don't know who you are, you can't love yourself. So you have a lot of misguided young people on the street.
He's not just talking about young boys going into the drug trade. He's talking about young girls taking their own particular path of horror.
You'll be surprised how many young women, and the first thing they give you little hints of offering their body, because that's their only bargaining chip. And they're so used to using their body to then be rejected from men like ourselves, but in a good way. And we reject them and say, baby, you don't have to do that with me. I'm gonna love you anyway. I'm gonna do what I said I'm gonna do for you, and you don't have to give up anything. I love you just for who you are. You understand? You're a beautiful sister. We don't want you to be neglecting your body like that. You know, and when you start showing them that real love, that's why I say hugging kids, they need to feel a hug from a real man. And there's nothing more powerful than a black male hugging another black young male. That love is passed through them. Physical love. You can talk about love, but if you don't show it to these kids, right, they'll never know what the meaning of it is.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these voices, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.